Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2599, How We Saved Multi-Millions, Part 1, by Go Curry Cracker of GoCurryCracker.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post today, so what I'll do is split the article up, reading the first part today and finishing it up tomorrow. So with that, let's dive right into part 1 and start optimizing your life. How We Saved Multi-Millions, Part 1, by Go Curry Cracker of GoCurryCracker.com. Today's post is hot off the presses from our hotel room in Osaka, Japan, thanks to an unexpected surge in blog traffic. Warning, contains a healthy dose of sarcasm. On a hot and steamy summer day 41 years ago, a young woman gave birth to a strikingly handsome and moderately intelligent baby boy. My mother was 16 years old. High school is a luxury that few single mothers can afford. A few years later, my mom got her GED, finished night school for nursing, and got married. Three more beautiful and intelligent children followed. That is a lot of mouths to feed when the economy is down and it's hard to find work. I remember my teacher calling the class one by one to the front of the room so she could fill out a survey on parental employment. I barely managed to mutter, "unemployed," from under my breath. While I was doing my walk of shame, my future wife was watching her parents' marriage fall apart. Divorce in 1980s Taiwan was much like divorce in 1950s America, and the burden fell heavy on women and children. Winnie would spend the next 2.5 years living in an orphanage while her mom worked to get their life put back together. To this day, nobody knows where her father disappeared to. Fast forward to high school graduation. Nobody in my extended family had been to college, but it seemed the ticket to a better life. I graduated 4 years later with $40,000 of debt. The second half of my senior year, I used credit cards to buy ramen. Adjusted for inflation and interest rates, my loans were 7 to 8%. At the time of this post, I would be in the top 5% of all graduates for debt burden. What does childhood on the edge of poverty and burdensome student loans have to do with anything? If two kids with the odds stacked against them were able to overcome life's challenges, then most anybody can. Allowing that background to define our future would have been about as ridiculous as the mess happening in the comments of a recent Business Insider / Yahoo Finance article. There's no need to read the comments. I'll summarize them for you here. The math doesn't make sense. This is all bullshit. To be fair, the article does include some inaccuracies. I'll clear those up. But those are dwarfed by the magnitude of the complaining. I'll address that too. But before we get started, I'm no philosopher. But if posting angry comments about why you can't get ahead financially on a random Yahoo article about two people who have, if that's your idea of a good time, might the two be related? It seems that pausing and asking questions might produce a better outcome. This post is for those who are pausing and questioning. Welcome. saving multi-millions. In the aforementioned article, it states that we saved multi-millions in 10 years. That isn't 100% true. It took 5 to 6 years to get out of debt, 10 years of saving like crazy, and another 3 years of being retired during a bull stock market to get there. Those last 3 years of post-college work, out of a total of 16, I was depositing my whole paycheck into the brokerage account. When we started our 10 years of saving, net worth wasn't zero. I had paid off student loans a year or so prior, and also had home equity and a 401k. While we presently spend about $4,000 per month, while working, we were spending half that. Correct these assumptions, do some basic math, and boom, multi-millions. I have shied away from discussing my net worth in the past because at best, it's a distraction. It doesn't really matter if our net worth is $2 million or $2 billion. Our core annual spending can be sustained by about $1 million based on the 4% rule. You either have enough investments to fund your desired lifestyle or you don't. This is what is important. But then Farnoosh Torabi interviewed us in incredible Barbara Walters fashion, and I talked about net worth instead of just having enough. Good interviewers get you to open up. The Business Insider and Yahoo article quoted this interview without speaking to us directly, and like the telephone game, some info was lost along the way. But focusing on this minutia completely misses the point. Saving a high percentage of income. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled How We Saved Multi-Millions by Go Curry Cracker of GoCurryCracker.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I can see why people get upset by the pull yourself up by your bootstraps type stories. Every story and person is unique. And just because it's possible for one person to overcome certain hardships in life doesn't mean it's appropriate to say, if I can do it, so can you. This is because we all have varying degrees of privilege. We all have different skill sets, preferences, and circumstances. Even the severely disadvantaged in the US could be said to have more privilege than the severely disadvantaged in South Sudan, for example. However, most people aren't sharing their stories to play the I had it harder than you game. They're simply demonstrating the strength of the human spirit as a way to inspire the discouraged. It's helpful for all of us to see examples of people overcoming obstacles, especially if they look like us or came from similar circumstances. It can get our wheels turning on what's possible and help us question our assumptions on what isn't accessible to us. That being said, inspiring stories tend to irritate those of us who have a victim mentality. I speak from experience because I used to be quite the victim. When I'd see someone else's success, it would make me jealous, and I'd immediately look for inaccuracies in the story, unacknowledged privilege, or other reasons that would explain why they made it and I didn't. Honestly, it's a really sad way to live. As I've matured, I realize that comparison is a losing game. And if I'm intrigued by someone else's success, perhaps it's a hint at what's in store for me if I'm open to learning. But we're only halfway through the article now, so be sure to come on back tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.